This is Ia Dossi with WSQL News. Brevard College Debate Society and Brevard College Young Politicians of America present the Democratic Debate 2012 tonight, March 22nd, from 7:30 to 9 p.m. at the Porter Center for the Performing Arts. Participating will be candidates Cecil Bothwell and Tom Hill. Moderators include WLOS anchor Darcell Grimes and Transylvania Times editor John Lanier, among others. Doors will open at 7 p.m. The Brevard High School athletic teams could face tough competition next year if the North Carolina High School Athletic Association goes through with its plan to add the school to a division comprised largely of 3A schools. Transylvania County School Superintendent Jeff McDerris told the school board during its Monday meeting that Brevard High was being thrown under the bus, and he vowed to fight the most recent realignment of the divisions all the way to Chapel Hill, where the NCHSAA is based. McDerris stated that the NCHSAA went through a lengthy process to determine the realignment, but on Friday, he had learned that the organization had drastically changed what had previously been proposed. The changes came after complaints by other schools during an appeals hearing last Thursday. Henderson County and Haywood County school system were among those who appealed. However, Transylvania County did not send anyone to the hearing because the school system was satisfied with the initial 2A realignment. Brevard High was first placed in a mostly 2A conference with Franklin, Hendersonville, Madison, Mountain Heritage, Owen, and Smoky Mountain. The Brevard Blue Devils were the third smallest in that grouping, but every school fell into the 2A classification. The mostly 3A division that Brevard has now been placed in includes East Henderson, North Henderson, West Henderson, Pisgah, and Tuscola. The NCHSAA Board of Directors will finalize the 2013-2017 realignment in May during its regularly scheduled meetings. Reader's Digest wants to know what makes your community the most interesting town in America. From now until May 31st, locals are invited to log on to readersdigest.com/America to share personal stories and photos that illustrate what makes their town special. The author of the winning story will receive a cash prize of $1,000, and their town will be featured on the cover of an upcoming issue of Reader's Digest magazine. This is an opportunity for individuals to shine and possibly bring national attention to your hometown. For more information about the campaign's activity in your area, visit readersdigest.com/America. The 19th Annual Celebration of Women in the Arts will take place on Thursday, March 29th at Blue Ridge Community College. This event was created to honor women artists by celebrating their creativity and imagination and their diverse contributions to cultural life of our community. The celebration includes an exhibition of visual arts in the Patton Building, Room 150, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., as well as an evening presentation at 7:30 p.m. in the adjacent auditorium. For more information, you can call 694-1743. And this has been Ia Dossi for WSQL News.